Hey there, Pew Packers. Welcome to this episode of the Pew Packers Pod. I'm Miss Autumn, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Today, we're going to be starting a series about the life of Moses. Let's sing our song for the day. Join me for Where is Baby Moses?
Where is baby Moses, Moses, Moses? Where is baby Moses on the River Nile? He's floating in a basket, a basket, a basket. He's floating in a basket on the River Nile. The princess, she went swimming, swimming, swimming. The princess, she went swimming on the River Nile. She found the baby Moses, Moses, Moses. She found the baby Moses on the River Nile. She took him to the palace, the palace, the palace. She took him to the palace on the River Nile. There the baby grew up, grew up, grew up. There the baby grew up on the River Nile. He saved the Jewish people, people, people. He saved the Jewish people on the River Nile.
Great job singing. Let's talk about what our song means and how we see it in the Bible. First, we need to talk about our setting, a country called Egypt. Egypt has existed for a long, long time, from the Old Testament times, thousands of years ago, to now. Back in the times that the book of Exodus talks about, God's special people, the Israelites, lived in Egypt. The Egyptians were not nice to them and made them do lots of hard work. There was a king, someone they called Pharaoh, who decided that the Israelite people were growing too fast, and he said, "We need to get rid of all the Israelite baby boys." That's pretty awful, isn't it? Some of the Egyptians were really mean. Well, Moses' mama had Moses and knew that the Pharaoh had told everyone about hurting the Israelite baby boys. She was scared for her son, and she wanted to save him. She hid him for 3 months and then couldn't hide him anymore. She made him a basket out of thick grass and added some sticky stuff called pitch and tar to hold it all together. She put the basket into the Nile River and hoped somebody would find him and take care of him. That's why the song says he's floating in a basket on the River Nile. Moses' mom told her daughter, which was Moses' sister, to watch the basket and see what happens to the baby. Well, the Pharaoh's daughter, the princess as the song calls her, came to bathe in the river and she found Moses. She knew he was an Israelite baby and felt so sad for him. She decided to raise him as her son. She even hired his real mama to take care of him for her. The princess named him Moses because that means, "I drew him out of the water." There is a lot to Moses' story, and this is just the beginning. Join us next week for the next part of Moses' life. When we sing "Where is Baby Moses," I hope you'll think about what we've talked about. Until next time, I hope all of you Pew Packers have a great day. See you soon.